Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Saturday morning, August 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Hundreds attend annual Purple Heart Day banquet hosted by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights at the historic Fort Harrison. The Florida chapter of the Citizens Commission on Human Rights hosted an event commemorating Purple Heart Day, honoring recipients of the prestigious military decoration. The Tampa area U.S. Marine Color Guard presented a moving drill followed by the national anthem. Guests heard from three Purple Heart recipients and CCHR President Diane Stein, who criticized the overprescription of antidepressants to veterans for PTSD. Stein pledged to work with veterans organizations to protect and improve lives while eradicating mental health industry abuses. Established in 1969, CCHR's mission is to eradicate abuses in mental health and enact patient protections, inspired by L. Ron Hubbard's exposure of psychiatric imprisonment.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.